Ahmed v. Noem.
Good morning, Your Honor.
Just wait one second. We're going to just fix the clock. Did I pronounce your last name right? Is it Ahmed?
Yeah, Iftikhar Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Yes.
I apologize, Mr. Ahmed.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Ahmed, you have 5 minutes, but you reserve 1 minute for rebuttal. So let's have you stand between the two microphones.
Okay.
And you can even lower that lectern if that would help, but I think that's probably okay. What do you have now? So just stay where you are and speak nice and loud.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Your Honor. I oblige to you, being an authority, for allowing me oral argument. And this is my dream in my lifetime that I to see this court. I oblige to the, you know, Your Honor, just to allow me for see this court. And thank you. Your Honor, actually...
You don't have to thank us. This is your court.
Yes, thank you. I oblige to the court that to allow me for...
You don't have to thank us. You have a right to be here.
Okay.
So we will listen to you.
Your Honor, actually, my N-400 application for naturalization denied by USCIS by showing one particular immigration law. And the district court dismissed my petition by showing another immigration law in pursuance of another immigration law, which is not the reason and related the denial decision of my N-400 application by USCIS. And now, Your Honor, I was not inadmissible at all at the time of approval of my 130 application. And at the time of issuance of immigrant visa by U.S. consulate. And at the time of admission as lawful permanent residence by the immigration officer. In accordance with the decision of Congress, Supreme Court, Circuit Court, BIA, policy memorandum of USCIS, and immigration law, which I already mentioned in details in my brief, and in my reply against the brief of the FAFLE based on evidence. Your Honor, I was in possession of a valid unexpired immigrant visa and unexpired passport at the time of my admission as lawful permanent residence, based on which I was not inadmissible at all at the time of my admission on production of immigrant visa.
So, Mr. Ahmed, let me interrupt you for a second, because I think a more basic problem here is just the timing of your motion.
Yes.
So the district court dismissed your amended complaint in March of 2023, and you didn't appeal that. Instead, you filed a motion for reconsideration, which the district court then denied in April of 2023, and you didn't appeal that decision either. Instead, you waited 10 months before you then filed a Rule 60 motion asking to overturn the prior ruling. But that 10 months is, I think, too long.
In accordance with the decision of the Supreme Court, I am allowed to file within 1 year, which I mentioned in my reply against the brief of the appeal.
Was there anything else you wanted to say?
Yes. Now, actually, I am saying that only one thing is I was not inadmissible at the time of approval of I-130, at the time of issuance of my immigrant visa by U.S. consulate, at the time of my admission as lawful permanent residence. And another thing is, the lawful, my immigrant visa is the only required proof for lawful admission for permanent residence in accordance with the decision of the Congress and immigration law. So, Your Honor, I already admitted lawfully permanent residence as permanent residence for permanent residence exclusively in accordance with the decision of Congress, immigration law, which I mentioned clearly in my brief, and their reply, my reply against the brief of the appellee. So, my permanent residence card is the only proof that I am lawfully admitted for permanent residence in accordance with the law 8 CPR 416. Your Honor, my immigrant visa is the only burden of proof for naturalization based on the decision of Congress and immigration law, which I already mentioned in my brief and the reply against the brief of the appeal.
All right. So we're over, but you've reserved a minute for rebuttal. So I want to hear, we'll hear from Mr. Moran, and then we'll give you a chance to respond
to
him.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you. I have lost you. I lost you, Your Honor.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Mr. Moran, we'll hear from you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. I'm Assistant U.S. Attorney Christopher Moran. I'm here on behalf of the appellee, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. It's clear that Mr. Ahmed sincerely wants to be a citizen, but the statute doesn't allow that. And as Your Honor alluded, the District Court entered an order on those underlying issues in March of 2023, but there was no timely appeal. Now, through a Rule 60B motion, Mr. Ahmed is asking this court to resuscitate the issues that he failed to timely appeal in the guise of a Rule 60B motion, which is the only issue timely before the court. The Rule 60B motion was filed in February 2024, seeking relief from a judgment that, as Your Honor noted, had been final for several months, I believe 10. Now, as the court is aware, Rule 60B motions are not favored because they undermine the finality of judgments that are presumed to be final. To alter those final judgments, the district court would need to find exceptional circumstances. Liberally construed, Mr. Ahmed is arguing a mistake of law. But again, the time to appeal those underlying judgments had long since passed. So he can't show any abuse of discretion when all the court did was reject arguments that it had long ago rejected and that were being put before it again. So we respectfully suggest that the court end its inquiry at the Rule 60B analysis and easily conclude that the district court did not abuse its discretion when it denied Mr. Ahmed's motion for relief from the court's final judgment. Unless there's any questions, I have nothing else.
Questions? No. All right. Okay. So, Mr. Ahmed, you have a moment. You have a minute to rebut or respond to what Mr. Moran just said. He was focused exclusively on the timing issue, so that's what you should focus on.
I already write down clearly over there. That's in my reply. That in accordance with the decision of the Supreme Court, I am allowed to go for 1 year. So based on which I already submitted, already filed the appeal to the Second Circuit. And last of all, Your Honor, I am now 65 years old, and I already retired. And my last intention is my mother is about 95 years old, suffering from elderly disease. I have the last intention that I want to see, if I alive, I want to see my mommy for the rest of my life. My only one intention is, if I alive and my mother will not die, in that case I want to see my mother by getting the, U.S. passport. So that's why I am, begging to Your Honor, please, kindly show your lenient view by allowing me U.S. immigrant, that citizenship of the United States. That is my last, begging to you, please show that your lenient view, that based on which I can see my mommy for the day. But this is my last intention, that my mommy almost last stage, 95 years old and suffering from elderly disease. And if I alive and if I, my mother will not die, in that case I want to see my mommy for the last time of my life. And this is my life. I'm begging to you, please show my the Eulalian view and allow me that citizenship of the United States.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Moran. We will reserve decision on this.